You are listening to the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Joining us in the studio right now is Brad Nelson. He is Public Affairs Officer with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We wanted to take a couple of minutes and chat with you. And, Sure. Of course, the hot button topics in the national news have been issues with VA medical care facilities. And there was an audit of the facility in Iron Mountain. Give us a little more information, a little bit more detail about that.
Well, in mid-April, our Secretary Shinseki, our previous secretary, he directed that the Veterans Health Administration complete a nationwide access audit to ensure full understanding of VA's policy among the scheduling staff, as well as to identify any inappropriate scheduling practice. Of course, coming from the Phoenix VA Medical Center, what was right. coming out of there. The final access audit report was sent out on June 9th, and each facility that did have any indication of any improper practices were flagged for further review. And we're very happy to report that we have not been flagged, and actually we did do fairly well. And of course, the audit team did come to the Iron Mountain facility, as well as to our 7 community-based VA clinics, which we have throughout the UP and northern mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
So, how many people with the facility in Iron Mountain, how many veterans do you serve?
We serve annually 20,000 veterans, just a hair under 20. We actually have over 26,000 veterans enrolled, and some of them may have other insurance, but we serve 20,000. 35% of those are actually served at Iron Mountain facility. The other 65 is actually at our other VA clinics. In the, you know, from Sault Ste. Marie, we have one here in Marquette, we have Hancock, we have Manistique, we have Rhinelander, Ironwood, Menominee as well.
So were those clinics looked at too then?
They were looked at too.
And so how did they do?
And we did fairly well. Mm-hmm. A couple things that they found is, one is 98% of our veterans were seen within 30 days of their desired date of when they wanted their appointment. So that is actually pretty good. Now, you've heard a lot about the 14-day desired date. That was actually what the VA implemented about 3-4 years ago. We're actually going to do away with that. That was kind of like an arbitrary number, really mm-hmm. trying to push us there. And that was, of course, a lot of the cause of the problem. It seems like, and again, I can't comment on what's going on out there and if anybody did anything improper or whatnot. I can tell you here, though, is like you said, we did do very well. The auditors seemed to be very pleased with it. We also had, but we stay vigilant with it. And one thing I can give credit to Mr. Rice, Jim Rice, our director, is when he came here 3 years ago, we have a morning report. He has it with his senior staff. And every morning, he looks up at the access data. That just didn't start with what happened with Phoenix. He's been doing that since he's been here. And if they see any outliers, if there's an appointment that's out there 60 or 90 days, we dig down for it. It could be, of course, we have snowbirds here. So if it's in the wintertime, they may just say, hey, I don't want to have an appointment right. until I come back.
Right. Brad Nelson with us this morning. He's Public Affairs Officer at the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain. And one of the things, Brad, that I wanted to touch on is some of the experiences that I've talked to with some veterans in the area over the years is they can be in a situation where they have a physician that is with them, and then maybe there's turnover for whatever reason because of staffing issues, whatever it may be. They get into a certain flow with a physician, then there's somebody else that comes in. That's probably one of the things that results in some frustrated calls to the front desk, I'm sure, sometimes.
Exactly. And we do get those. And that is a very true issue that we've been having for the last few years. And I was mentioning on the break, Mr. Jim Rice, our director, since he'd been here since April 2011, we've never been fully staffed with physicians. And like I said, we have 7 clinics across the UP in northern Wisconsin, and some of those are 2 physician clinics, some are 1, and then we have our physicians, primary care physicians primarily, we're talking, again, the general practitioner, at the Iron Mountain facility. Now, we are very happy to say that as of 2 weeks ago, we are fully staffed for the first time since Mr. Rice has been here, and we actually have, we've been having contracted physicians, and that's part of the frustration. You know, we get a contract physician for 6 months, and that contract runs out. You know,
right.
not full-time
right.
VA employees, where they're contracted to fill in while we're searching for physicians, and that's the turnover that we've had. We actually are going to have some of these contracted physicians stay on. They're going to provide a float pool, for example, just for the interim, as we get everybody up to speed. But we have actually all our clinics now have their physicians, as well as our Iron Mountain facility. So we're very excited about that. And we have a new chief of staff, Dr. Gail McNutt, And she comes from Madison VA, comes highly recommended. She's been here a month, and a lot of positive changes are happening.
Well, you've brought some good information to the table this morning. We appreciate your time as well. Brad Nelson, Public Affairs Officer with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.